So let's bring on Dr. Leah. This is Wednesday, and Dr. Leah joins us every Wednesday with either a show or a tip. And today it's her tip day. So good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning.
This is a good tip today. I always say that
they're
because
always
they're always good,
good tips.
This is, we've never talked about this tip, so go ahead.
No, we haven't. I was thinking about what could I talk about, you know, because sometimes the tips just don't always come.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I haven't talked about eye health.
No, you really haven't.
And it's maybe because I don't have eye problems. I don't know. But it isn't something that you think about unless you have a problem with it. It's like you don't think about your feet unless you have a problem
yeah.
with them, right?
True.
Oh, absolutely. You're absolutely right. We don't think about any body parts unless
no.
we have problems
that's
with
exactly
them.
True. So. But I always, but you hear about different nutrients that are good for the eyes, but which ones are really helpful or why are they important? Lutein is one that you probably hear about. You know, vitamins have lutein, but what is it? Lutein is found in yellow and, well, it's a yellow or orange pigment, so yellow or orange vegetables or fruits it's found in, and it's a carotenoid, like beta-carotene. You know, it's a type of a carotene. It's very highly concentrated in the retina of our eyes. And so it's important for good vision, and it can also help decrease development of cataracts and or macular degeneration. So lutein is important, and actually you hear that it's in tomatoes and
carrots,
you know, those kind of things, but it's actually the highest thing that contains lutein is kale.
What about carrots, Dr. Leah?
Well, carrots have some, but actually, let's see, carrots, I'll have my list here. There's 260 micrograms of lutein per carrot,
huh.
whereas there's 12,900 micrograms in kale.
Wow.
Kale, but who eats kale?
I was going to say,
that's the thing.
It's so
it's
hard to get down.
Dark green leafy
yeah,
vegetables.
Yes. Yeah. Could you do spinach?
You have to saute it and then put vinegar on it. It's
spinach
just
is the next one. It
spinach
has 12,000.
Okay, I was going to say, I would think spinach would be good. But also, aren't there I mean, you can take a supplement, right?
Yes. And that's usually how I end up having people do it, is that lutein is in some vitamins. It's in a supplement. There are some supplements that also have other things in it, like blueberries or bilberries or other dark berries, which are really good for helping with night vision and helping because it helps your eyes to adjust to light faster. Omega-3 fatty acids are also very important for especially people that have dry eyes. And, I mean, it's good for so many things. It's good for our skin. It's good for brain and lots of stuff. But it can also help with eyes. Vitamin A, you've probably heard about. It's good for night vision. And those all can, some of them can be found together in a supplement for the eyes. Bilberry, especially. Bilberry and lutein.
I've heard about that before.
Bilberry.
I haven't heard of a bilberry.
I
heard about it because my son has retinal
right.
vasculitis.
That's right.
And I was always looking for some kind of natural, and that one was one that came up on all internet searches as something good for your eyes.
I've never seen a bilberry.
Well, it's a pill.
Oh, it's a pill? I thought it was really a berry.
Well, it is a berry, but, you know, it's like you probably can't find it readily around here, but
no.
a lot of times it's used as an extract
in
a pill or in a liquid.
Okay.
And bilberry, blueberries, blackberries, all those kind of berries are good.
So the dark colored ones, the blue, those are very good for us.
It's so good for us in many other ways. We're always being told the blueberries are one of the best fruits that we can actually
eat. It's good
eat.
For the veins, you know, so
veins.
It helps
good
with the veins
the
of the
veins.
Eyes, but it can also help with varicose veins.
Oh.
And strengthening veins, it decreases bruising. So
really?
There's a lot of benefits. They have flavonoids in them, which are really important for all of that.
Oh, I didn't know that. But, you know, it's very interesting, Dr. Leah, because really as a child, everybody used to, you have to eat carrots for your eyes. And yet here you're saying,
it's like we should have vitamin C for a cold. And now they're saying it should be vitamin D.
True.
I mean, I think it.
Well, you
know.
Still can use those. I mean, carrots have carotenes in them, just like lutein is a type of a carotene. So they're all in that same family, and so any of those are going to be helpful.
Well, you just can't eat enough carrots, my God,
you do
and they're
start
high
to,
in sugar.
You start to turn orange.
Yeah, you do.
Because I started juicing carrots because I love carrots.
Orange.
And you start
right.
to turn orange.
That's really true. You get
a little
weird.
You can.
The beta carotene can deposit in the skin if it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that's kind of is good for those tired, puffy eyes is get some chamomile tea bags.
Yes.
Soak them, and then let them cool off,
right.
and then put them over your eyes. It actually helps reduce swelling around the eyes.
That's a good tip.
So chamomile with maybe cucumber on top. I don't know. You always see the cucumber.
I've heard
thing.
Of the cucumbers.
Do,
right?
Chamomile tea works great for
how
that.
How long do you have terrific. To leave them on your eyes?
Oh, I'd say 10, 15 minutes. Lay there. You know, it's a good excuse to lay back with right.
Well, it's
eyes.
A good idea if you have an event to go to and you have puffy eyes. Usually puffy eyes mean you're retaining fluids.
Yes.
At my age, that you see what it means. When I have puffy eyes, I go, oop, the rings are tight, too.
Or we could use our opal from Clarisonic.
That's
that works,
right.
too.
That helps, too. That's right.
That really does a quick fix. 30 seconds and you're ready to go.
Oh.
Yep. It's a good product. It's a very good product. Well, I like this, Dr. Leah. I'm going to go look for bilberry.
No, just Bill, B-I-L.
Oh,
Bill
no Berry. Wonder I haven't found it. I'm looking for Billaberry.
Bilberry.
Blueberries, bilberries, dark berries. And if you go to look for a supplement that's for eye health, I'm sure that it's in there.
That's great.
Oh, yeah, it is.
That's very good.
It is absolutely there.
Well, thank you, Dr. Leah.
We should
tell everybody your website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com.
Yes.
But your phone number is?
It's 425-452-9366.
Wonderful. We love you, Dr. Leah.
Oh, thank you, and have a great 4th of July.
Yes, you the same.
Afterwards.
Be safe because of all those sparklers out there. So this was a very good tip.
Yes. Okay.
Thanks, Dr. Leah.
Thanks.
And, of course, I want to remind everybody, you can go to chatwithwomen.com and click on Dr. Leah's picture, and you can go to her page. There's 3 years of tips on there that'll just help you if you've got some questions about your health. And, of course, we want to recommend you give her a call and go in and get your blood work done and find out how healthy are you. Mm-hmm.